Looks like you've got some extra room on your plate. How about a helping of fun talk and real stories? This is Sunday Brunch with Jamie West and Tracy Lynn on AM 900 CHML.
Here with Sunday Brunch. Great to have you along, Jamie and Tracy and Mungo Jerry. And we are excited because today is sort of, it's like opening day. It really is. We're so pumped. Today is the first edition of the Just Ask Bob Show radio edition. This guy's no stranger to our community. You see him on the Just Ask Bob Show on Cable 14. You see his videos on YouTube. He is Mr. Energy. His name is Bobby Assadorian with Triple R Renovations, and he's with us. Bobby, welcome to the show. You're going to be a regular on this show every week. Good to have you here.
Thank you, Jamie and Tracy.
So, Bobby, let's get right into it this week. You're no stranger to controversy, and that's what makes everybody in this community love you, because you're not afraid to talk about things that are a little bit touchy. And the topic today is when some real estate agents recommend certain contractors to homeowners who they're kind of in bed with. This is not a good thing, and we want to say right off the top that not all real estate agents are like this, but you know, like in every profession, there are some bad apples, right?
Oh, absolutely, Jamie. And I want to make certain to stress, by no means at all am I painting all real estate agents with the same brush.
Right.
Like in any other trade or profession, even my profession especially, you know, there's good and there's bad apples, but most definitely there is what I like to refer to as a potential conflict of interest.
Right. So let's get into that, because it's really important.
Well, I've spoken to, again, this comes through numerous home buyers, many of which I know personally and on a professional level have worked for, and also feedback from actual home inspectors. I've spoken to a great many of them, and you know, you and I, we've touched on the subject in the past.
Yes.
Now, what happens is with those unfavorable or those bad apple real estate agents, their top priority is to move the sale of the home. No ifs, ands, or buts. The home's got to be moved. You know, these people make money. As professionals, they make money on how quickly the home moves.
Sure.
So the home inspectors that they get into bed with, so to speak, they give them volumes. They're giving them the volume of jobs, of homes to inspect, but it's an understanding between the two parties that the sale has to be pushed. So these inspectors, they're now a little bit worried because this is their bread and butter. They're getting a flow of jobs, of homes to inspect, which turns into money for them, a source of income, and they get nervous at times. And they've told me, Bob, we don't know, you know, what items to flag or what to not flag. Their great concern is if they flag too many multiple items in the home, it may damage or kill the transaction, the sale, and then they may not continue to get these referrals from the real estate agent that they're, so to speak, in bed with.
Right, but can everybody not be sort of held accountable under the law in those situations, Bobby, where, you know, if a home inspector is, for example, neglecting to report things that are obvious, can that not come back to bite the real estate agent in the butt a little bit?
Well, it's interesting, Jamie. They've got so many clauses. I mean, I myself, ages ago, my first home, I had a home inspector come in. This was before I was a contractor. You know, I was handy. I understood about, you know, the components of a home, but I didn't want to risk it. This was the single largest purchase I was making. Now, at the time when I signed the contract with the home inspection firm, they had a ton of clauses in there. I mean, these contracts are written by lawyers. They're written very well. You know, there's errors and omissions. There's human error. There's also unforeseen items, and literally items that you can't see through walls and ceilings. So there's a lot of ways the home inspector can sort of get out of items they've missed. Now, a lot of this is if they're going to do their due diligence or how hard they're going to push. But I always like to tell homeowners, I mean, you know, use your instincts here. Find your own inspector. You know, look for somebody that's not recommended. That way there's no chance of a real or perceived type of a conflict. Find your own home inspector.
That makes a lot of sense. It's interesting, too, to note that the government, the news this week is that the government's looking into regulating home inspectors, which is something you and I've talked about on the air many times before.
Oh, we've talked about this so many times, and Jamie, it needs to come as of yesterday. For many, many years now, even as of today, you know, you want to buy a home, you want to do your due diligence, hire an inspector. As far as the law stands at this moment, your home inspector could have been working at a Big B convenience store yesterday, and today he's an inspector. There is no standardization. There's no actual licensing. You know, this will help, and I'm sure somewhere in the licensing and the testing that there's going to be talk of ethics, of not having a
sure
conflict of interest between your number one client, which is the purchaser of the home, and the real estate agent who may be the one pumping you out these referrals. you know, as it sits right now, it's the Wild West with, you know, who you're going to hire. You have to be careful. You have to make sure. I like to tell homeowners, look for an inspector that has a strong past history in construction or renovation, that understands small buildings, that understands homes under construction and specializes in older homes. This is, or an engineering background. You know, those two qualifications, either a past contractor or some affiliation with home building or an engineering firm. And if you really look hard, there are many firms out there that do have an engineering background. That's who you want. But honestly, I think the initial statement should be, you know, always be present during the home inspection. That's another key. A lot of people that have had big issues, Jamie, they've not been there. First question I ask them is, were you there during the home inspection? No, we're at work, because we need the work to save money for the down payment. You know, that makes sense. So, I mean, in a strange way, yes, I am asking potential home buyers, take a couple of hours off work, be there during the inspection. Most home inspectors will allow this. I've yet to meet a home inspector that says it's got to be done in private. So it's your potential purchase. You need to be there with eyes and ears open, follow the inspector through the home, and be a part of the process.
Yeah. I imagine, though, that there is some, as you pointed out earlier, there is some pressure on the part of everybody to get the deal done sometimes, especially in a really competitive market like we have now, which is a seller's market. There's, you know, a lot of people bidding on one property that happens to go up in a desirable neighborhood. And so I guess, the other piece of that is the other side of it is that people will buy properties with no inspection on it because they're afraid they'll lose out to the next guy who's looking to buy the home. And so
it's a bidding war. It's a bidding war. It's crazy.
But that can be dangerous, right?
It doesn't make any sense.
No, that can be dangerous because, you know, you want that home so badly, you want to bid for it, but if you don't have it inspected, how do you know what you're buying?
Well, you're stuck. You're stuck. I mean, in this hot marketplace, people are overlooking not only the inspection, but getting approval on financing. A lot of things they're skipping, and they're just bidding like crazy. They really, really want it. Multiple bids on homes. But the inspection's critical. It's so important. You know, a good inspector is going to note. An inspector is like your family physician. He's going to recommend you to the heart surgeon for blood work or whatnot. He's going to recommend you to bring in an electrician possibly, or have an HVAC specialist look at the furnace, bring in a roofer to take a second look. So that home inspection is not always, you know, done at that moment. If the inspector's uncertain of certain things, anything gets flagged, so to speak, he has to tick off some boxes asking you to look into these things on another appointment. Because no inspector can be a specialist on the furnace, on the wiring, on the plumbing, on the roofing. He's sort of a
right.
generalist. He's giving you a general idea of the home. But anything he doesn't specialize in, but he thinks it looks odd, like a bunch of wires sticking out with Moretz on them, you know, missing metal caps on electrical outlet boxes, he can't just say the wiring's fine. He should be saying, look further into the wiring, bring in a licensed electrician.
So I guess the lesson to be learned here is a couple of things. One, often the clients of real estate agents will ask the real estate agent, can you recommend a home inspector? Can you recommend a mover? Can you recommend a decorator, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera? And sometimes, a lot of times, realtors, as part of their value added, will say, yeah, I've dealt with this person or that person. Always it's up to the consumer. It's always up to the client of that real estate agent to vet properly these people that the real estate agent is talking about. A lot of times the people that the real estate agent is talking about are good people because they have their own reputation. Their own reputation is going to get trashed pretty quickly if they recommend people that aren't on the up and up. But at the end of the day, it's down to you, the consumer, to evaluate and vet those people correctly and make your own decision. And the other part of the lesson is if the real estate agent is pushing too hard, you know,
well, I find that maybe a little bit suspicious.
Yeah, saying you really need to deal with my
head.
Yeah, you really need to deal with my guy. You really need to deal with my guy. Then that should raise your antenna a bit, and maybe you want to say, okay, I think I'll just go in my own direction. Thank you very much for that. I think I'll go over and do my own research. Is that basically it?
That's basically it. I mean, I always tell homeowners, you know, if a real estate offers you and a home inspector, you know, you can say thank you and no thank you. Look up two or three private ones, vet them, research them, ask them about errors and omissions insurance, make your own determination, and feel proud that you've studied them, researched them, and when the day was said and done, it's a transaction between yourself and this independent operator and not a referral that you were thrown to quickly.
Okay.
Again, it's all about doing your own due diligence.
Right. Bobby, we got to run. How do people get a hold of you?
The easiest fellow to get a hold of, www.justaskbob.com, 289-649-0196. And Jamie, just a quick shout out to my sponsor, a quick shout out to our favorite electrician, John Tenbrink of JMT Electrical, the most honest and respected in the business. Call on him for all your home and commercial needs. You can find him on our website. Thank you, Jamie and Tracy in Hamilton.
Have a great day, Bobby. Take care.
You too. Thank you.
Bye for now. There you go. The first edition of the Just Ask Bob Show radio edition is now underway. It's now, there you go. Mr. Energy. Gotta love this guy. It's going to be great having him part of the program all the way along. Lots more to get to on Sunday Brunch, AM 900 CHML.